Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 11th of December 2015.
Learn to write anywhere, okay? Don't wait until you're in your office, because you're never in your office. My favourite place to write is my office at home, overlooking the avenue where I live, with my tea and coffee downstairs on tap, and my children going about, and the cat walking about, and it's nice, you know? I'm never there. I travel a lot. I do a long-haul flight every month, and I do a short-haul flight as well. I'm never at home. 2 weeks in a month I'm at home. So I'm never there, so I've got to learn to write in different places.
This cannot be applied on the scientific writing.
Yes, it can.
Scientific writing need to be in the office and alert and focusing.
No, absolutely not. There is no such thing as scientific writing. There's only writing. Okay? Hear me out. Anybody else agree?
I came, I write a paper, and after that I can sit and organize everything.
We've all got these. We've all got iPads, iPhones. I really diametrically disagree with a comment.
Depends on his personality.
But I completely disagree with that one.
Okay. Depends on your personality. We can make a change.
Well, depends on your personality. That's another problem you can put in the way. That's a barrier. Okay.
Well, that was me getting a little bit agitated with a member of my audience in Saudi Arabia recently, when I was doing a writing for publication workshop. I was just at the point in one of my presentations when I was covering my four rules of writing, which are 1. Read the guidelines, 2. Set targets and count words, 3. Seek criticism of your writing, and 4. Treat each rejection as the beginning of the next submission. And I was expanding on the way I write, which is to open a file up and to put in all the headings and subheadings that I want to put in, and not to write from the beginning through to the end, but to write a certain amount of words each time I sit down to write, or every day, wherever I wanted to in that document. And I was also saying that it's virtually useless, especially for very busy people and busy academics or clinicians, to expect to write in the same place each day. And I was saying that you've really got to learn to write in all sorts of places. You may well have a favourite place to write. You may well have a place where you think you're most productive, but you're very rarely there. So you've got to learn to write in all sorts of places and take the opportunity to write in your office at home, your office at work, writing on trains and writing on aeroplanes and aeroplane lounges, just wherever you get the opportunity. And I was interrupted by one of my audience to say that this is no way to do scientific writing. Well, as you heard, my initial response was that there's no such thing, in my view, as scientific writing. There's just good writing and bad writing. But I really don't think it matters where you write, because I don't think that the process of creating what you're going to turn into your eventual article really requires you to be sitting anywhere, or to be sitting surrounded by any particular kind of material, or to be in any particular frame of mind. I think that writing of any kind can be built up in short pieces, because we never have the time. Nobody's going to give us the time. We never have the time actually to go and sit down to write. We've really got to force ourselves to do it, and no one is going to give us the length of time that might be needed to write a whole piece in a relatively short space of time. We're never going to get days or weeks off to do it. Some people do occasionally get time off, and academics get sabbaticals, but to be absolutely frank, looking on the sabbaticals that many of my colleagues have had, I haven't seen these to be significantly more productive than any other time in their working lives. I think it's a mistake to think that we need a lot of time at once to write. And I think part of the problem is that people look at a writing task and become overwhelmed by it. They see the end product, they see the 5,000-word article and think, how am I going to write 5,000 words? What, of course, they don't realise is that certainly when they're inexperienced, they may well write 10 to 20,000 words before they get the final 5,000 words that they actually send off for publication. But my answer to that is simply to build it up in very small pieces, writing regularly, every day if possible, and certainly having targets to write to every time you sit down to write. So, just to repeat myself from what I said earlier, don't become wedded to a favourite place to write, learn to write anywhere. And, as you heard me say, we've got no excuse these days. We can write on iPhones, iPads, laptops, desktops, and even if we're forced to, we can write with pen on paper. But I would discourage that, or certainly, if you do that, encourage you to translate it into electronic means as soon as you possibly can. Well, there are a few secrets to writing, and I don't think this is a secret. It can't be if I'm telling it to you. But if I had a secret to writing, and I've been moderately successful in publishing books and articles over my academic career, I would say that the best way to do this is to do it via short, unedited, low-quality, regular pieces of about 500 words. Do this daily or every time you sit down to write. And do make sure that once you've reached your target, you stop writing. Don't lose the ideas that are in your head when you plan to stop writing. Put them down as bullet points. And then when you come back to your piece, you can pick these up later and they give you a natural starting point to pick up and start again with your writing. This is much more valuable than trying to spend a whole day writing. It's much more valuable than even trying to spend a whole hour writing. You can write 500 words relatively quickly. Remember, you can edit a bad page, but you can't edit a blank page. Try not to edit as you go. Try to write, and then look at the whole piece when it's almost complete and start to do your editing then. Editing when you haven't got a complete piece of writing in front of you, by which I mean a complete article, at least in draft form, will just hold you up. Try not to think too hard about getting the right word while you're writing. If you can't think of the right word, put in something approximate to it and move on. The word will come to you or you can find it later. Try not to waste time looking for it at the time. As I often say, if you can't remember the word for elephant, put in brackets, big animal with long nose and long ears, and then come back to it and you'll remember and you'll put it in. And also try not to use too much technical jargon. Often the first word that comes to your mind, the one that everybody will understand, is the right one. So I may have strayed a little bit from my initial argument with the member of the audience about being able to write any kind of writing anywhere. But I think the general point that I'm trying to make here is try not to find another excuse not to write. First excuse, we don't have time. Second excuse, we don't have any ideas. Third excuse, we're not in the right place. And fourth excuse, it's my personality or whatever that makes me do this. Well, the first can easily be addressed by not trying to find time, but by trying to use the time that you've got. The second, not having any ideas, don't worry about that. Write down anything about the topic. Once you start writing, it'll begin to flow. You usually don't know what you're going to write until you've started writing. The third one about not being in the right place, I think we just need to forget about and learn to write wherever and whenever we are, taking short, high-quality pieces of time to produce fairly low-quality pieces of writing which can be sorted out later. And the fourth point about being of a certain personality disposition or having certain characteristics that militate against your writing, I really don't believe that people are born as writers. I think anybody can write, and I think you get better by doing it and by practicing it. So if you're not a good writer today, do some writing and you'll be a better writer tomorrow.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.